أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا وقعت الواقعة ليس لوقعتها كاذبة خافضة الرافعة إذا رجت الأرض رجا وبست الجبال بسا فكانت هباء منبثا وكنتم أزواجا ثلاثة صدق الله العظيم. During the course of the last few Ramadans, we had begun explanations of those surahs in which our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had showed us some virtue. We have done Surah Yasin, Surah Ar-Rahman, and this year inshallah we will endeavor and attempt to discuss Surah Al-Waqi'ah. The reason why we discuss Surah Al-Waqi'ah is because we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam a very great virtue that has been attached. On the one hand, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam speaks about the virtue. On the other hand, for us to recite the surah at night with some understanding of the subject matter will only enhance our recitation of the surah. So with regards to the background of the surah, this surah was revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam before the hijrah, that is whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in Makkah. With regards to the virtue of the surah, we find a very interesting incident that had taken place at the time of the illness of a very great sahabi of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was known as afqahun nas, the greatest jurist in the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Being the greatest jurist amongst the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu will undoubtedly make the person the greatest jurist in the whole ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Over and above that, one very important virtue that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke about Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whatever Abdullah is happy with for the ummah, I am happy with that. In other words, this is a certification that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had given regarding the sahabi Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The time comes when he is on his last, he is on his deathbed, and the Khalifa of the time, Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, comes to visit Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So when Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu enters, he asked Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, ma tashtaki, what is your complaint? In other words, what is your illness? Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu answers very simply, dhunubi, it is my sins. Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, ma tashtahi, that you are now on this last part of your life, the last journey, what do you desire? People have different aspirations. What is your aspiration at this particular time? Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replies, Rahmata Rabbi, my desire is the Rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the last part of my journey in this world, and from here, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Rahmah descends upon me, the journey forward into the Qabr, the journey into the Akhirat on Yawmul Hashr, the day of Qiyamah, and then ever, forever, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision of Allah's rahmah upon me is only one single thing that I desire at this time. Now Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the Khalifa of the time, and he asked Hazrat Abdullah, Ala amuru laka bi tabib, should I not command or order a doctor to come to see to you, to treat you? So Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replies, At-tabibu amradani, the tabib, the doctor the one that gives shifa is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one that has put me into this condition. This is inevitable. This is something that everybody has to go through. So it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has placed me in this condition. And again, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu now has a concern. Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu is leaving this world. The Baytul Mal is the public treasure of the Ummah. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu has management over it. So he asked Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that should I not command some kind of ata, a grant for you at this particular time? So, what do you say about that? So he replies, La hajata li fi. O Uthman, I do not have any need for any public treasure. I do not have any need for any grant. I do not have any need for anything in this world now. I am leaving this world, so hence there is no need for it. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu then says to Sayyidina Abdullah that you have daughters, and if you become eligible for the grant, and the Sahaba were in actual fact eligible for that grant, if you become eligible for that grant, then automatically it will be transferred to your daughters. So Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he replies and he says to Hazrat Uthman, O Uthman, do you have fear over my daughters that they will remain in a state of poverty or hunger? I heard Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that that person that reads Surah Al-Waqi'ah every night, then poverty will never ever come upon that person. I have instructed, I have taught my daughters, I have trained them to read Surah Al-Waqi'ah. So hence, there is no fear of any poverty upon them. And in this way, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates this hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that that person that recites the surah every night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will safeguard that person from poverty. Now, one or two important aspects with regards to this. That on the one hand, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu that what is your complaint, and he replied, Dhunubi. In this month of Ramadan, one very, very important aspect is we need to focus on one very important thing. In a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the Mu'atta of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it's a short part of a lengthy hadith, he says, لا تنظروا في ذنوب الناس كأنكم أرباب. One sickness amongst us, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is correcting that sickness. Do not look into the sins of mankind as though you are lords, as though you are Allah Himself. So now you start looking at the sins of everybody else. But what is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's advice to us? وَانْدُرُوا إِلَىٰ ذُنُوبِكُمْ كَأَنَّكُمْ عَبِيد. Look into your own sins like you are servants or slaves of Allah. A slave is owned by someone. So each one of us are going to go into our own qabr. Each one of us are going to be responsible for our own deeds. Each one of us are going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at that time, Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu signals this very powerful message for each one of us, dhunubi. We should all be concerned about our own sins. As the Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he says that this is the fadilat of the surah, that a person will not be overcome or afflicted by poverty. But when we recite the surah, we should recite the surah with ikhlas and sincerity for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the rewards of the akhirat. And then inshallah, Allah Rabbul Izzat will grant us the material benefits in this world also. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.